Step one, God's story. You know, this step of God's story really begins with asking the question of what has God done in the last year of your ministry? Or if you're a new team, what is it that stirred in your soul to begin this process of launching whatever team it is you're on? You know, if we're not careful, churches can begin to devolve into mechanisms of calendars and events and programs and reserving facilities and whatnot. And really, that's not what God's about at all. God is about the Word of God, the souls of men and women, the redemptive purposes of God from creation. And we need to make sure that in the midst of all that's going on around us, that we capture the moments that are marked in our minds where we saw the hand of God at work, whether it be from a biblical context of Moses and his burning bush, the parting of the Red Sea, Abraham and the calling of God on his life, whether it be Joseph in captivity and seeing the hand of God preparing him, or New Testament context of Jesus calling the disciples to follow him, walking on water, the feeding of the 5,000. Those are moments where God became so real in the hearts and lives of the people. We want to make sure that as a church, we never lose that, that there's always a sense of mystery, always a sense of wonder, of looking back at what God has done. And so the beginning of this process, step one, ultimately, is to just take the time to pause and just ask as a team, what has God done? Have we seen people come to Christ? Have we seen people's hearts warm to the gospel? Has there been a sense of revival among us? Have we seen growth, not just numerically, but spiritually? And if so, begin by writing down God's story. That's a great starting point to this process because it makes the whole process then a spiritual process about what God is doing and maybe what God is stirring in your heart for the future.